Bitcoin BIP110 fork stalls at just 2 blocks. Since Saturday, a Bitcoin hard fork built around BIP110 has produced only 2 blocks since Saturday, according to data cited by CoinDesk on August 11th. Over the same stretch, Bitcoin's main chain added roughly 300 blocks. The gap is the story. A fork survives on hash rate, and this one attracted almost none. Bitcoin traded at $64,127 as of August 11, 2026, down 1.4% on the day, with the wider market reading 38 on the Fear and Greed Index. The stalled fork has not moved that price, which is itself a signal. Markets are treating the split as a non-event. A chain that mines twice in 5 days, Bitcoin targets a new block every 10 minutes. 2 blocks across, roughly 5 days, works out to 1 block every 2.5 days on the forked chain, thousands of times slower than intended. That happens when the hash rate securing a chain collapses to a rounding error. Difficulty on the fork was inherited from Bitcoin's main chain, but the miners were not, so blocks that should take minutes now take days. For anyone holding coins on the forked chain, the practical effect is a network that barely processes transactions. Confirmations that feel instant on Bitcoin can sit unconfirmed for days here. A chain producing 2 blocks in 5 days cannot clear a meaningful transaction backlog, and it cannot defend itself. Miners already said no. This is the second chapter of the same story. Earlier signaling data showed miners rejecting BIP110 with near zero support, and the live fork is now confirming that vote with hash rate instead of a poll. Proposals that fail to win miner support do not fork the network in any durable way. They spin off a low-security chain that most of the ecosystem ignores. BIP110 was pitched as a consensus change to Bitcoin's rules. A change like that only takes effect if a large majority of hash rate enforces it. Without that majority, the proposal does not upgrade Bitcoin. It creates a splinter chain that the two mined blocks now represent. The main chain kept running under the existing rules, indifferent to the split. The security math of a near-empty chain, a chain with almost no hash rate, is cheap to attack. With so little mining power behind the fork, a single actor with modest hardware could outpace it, reorganize its history, and reverse transactions. That is the core danger of any minority fork. Low participation is not just slow, it is unsafe. Difficulty adjustment makes the picture worse before it makes it better. Bitcoin only recalculates mining difficulty every 2016 blocks. On a chain producing 2 blocks in 5 days, reaching that adjustment point would take years at the current rate. Until then, the fork stays stuck at inherited difficulty it cannot meet, mining at a crawl the entire time. Chains that hit this trap rarely climb out. Little reason for exchanges to list it. Exchanges and custodians weigh two things before touching a fork: replay protection and sustained hash rate. A chain producing 2 blocks in 5 days offers neither confidence nor liquidity, so listings, deposits, and any tradable market for the forked asset are unlikely to materialize. Without an exchange price, there is no incentive for miners to point hardware at it, which keeps block production near zero. The loop feeds itself. The contrast with contested forks that did survive is sharp. Bitcoin Cash in 2017 launched with real miner backing and immediate exchange support. This BIP110 chain has drawn neither, which is the difference between a competing network and an abandoned experiment. For everyday Bitcoin holders, the takeaway is narrow. The main chain is unaffected, the coins in a standard self-custody wallet sit on the chain that kept producing blocks, and there's no action to take. Splits like this matter most as a live demonstration of how Bitcoin's incentive structure handles a rule change the miners do not want. It quietly starves.